Well, it needed something special at Durham today to try and turn this game on its head and give the hosts, Durham, an opportunity to try and get a win over Lancashire. And we saw it in spades. There was a fantastic piece of bowling around about lunchtime from Barry McCarthy, who got his first fifer. And then, just like buses, the second time this season that a back-to-back 100 has come in the same game. Today, it was Scott Borthwick. A month ago, it was Keaton Jennings, who got centuries in each innings against Somerset. We'll start with Barry, though, first of all. Congratulations, Barry. Career best figures for you, a five for today. And you did the damage in and around lunch. I think it was eight overs, five wickets for just 19 runs.
Yeah, it's obviously very pleasing. You know, I've started off quite well this year, I think, and it's nice to be awarded with another first-class game, and to also be patient enough to bowl the way I did today and get rewarded is really encouraging.
By the close last night, there were still 2 days left, weather dependent of course, but I think a lot of people seeing the way that the Lancashire innings was plodding along and meandering along, wondering would there be enough space in the game to try and engineer a position that you could get yourselves into a position of strength?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what they were trying to do, to be honest. They took a lot of time out of the game, but we were only focusing on what we needed to do, and we knew that if we could put the balls in the right area and be patient enough that we would get the rewards that we ended up getting today. And I think it was, in the end, just bashing away at a nice hard length and being rewarded for some good bowling all round.
It was drawn to our attention on Twitter just after you got your fifer that you have been not included in an Ireland A squad today. They're going to play the MCC. One name in that squad who is going to be playing is Peter Chase, who I think was the last Irishman to take a fifer for Durham a couple of years ago.
Yeah, poor Peter had a bad injury last year and missed the whole season. But it was really good when he was here the spell 2 years ago when he took five wickets. But hopefully I won't follow his footsteps in not playing another game for Durham after five wickets. But now Peter's worked hard in his recovery phase, and hopefully we can get to see him back playing. But I think there was a bit of communication between Ireland and Durham, and the fact that my ties lie here is that I'm going to be here for the summer, and unless it's viable that I can play for both Ireland and Durham with no hiccups, I will do that, but at the moment I'm focusing on playing for Durham, and that's why I haven't been selected in the Ireland A team.
Scott, it's nice to be able to interview you after a century, to be able to interview you after two is something special. You must be very proud tonight.
Yeah, definitely. It's an amazing feeling to get 100, but to get two in the game is pretty a special feeling and something I'm very proud of.
You came out with a bit of intent because it wasn't long before you'd actually caught Mark Stoneman up, and then you both got to what was the 49th first class 50 of your careers within a few minutes of each other. But you've managed to go on and you've got back-to-back 100s, 101 not out, to add to the 134 on the first day.
Yeah, I think sort of just felt in pretty good nick straight away, really, obviously coming on the back of the 100 in the first innings. And then, yeah, just felt in good nick straight away, and they bowled me some nice hard volleys to get me going. And just it was a good partnership with me and Rocky, because I think he started really well, then went a bit of a sort of lost his rhythm a bit as I sort of kicked on. But yeah, it was obviously a good partnership, and it was a really good sort of session for us lads as well.
Durham waited 11 years for this to happen. Paul Collingwood did it in 2005 at Somerset, and then he's out in the middle when Keaton Jennings did it against Somerset this season, then he's out in the middle again today when you did it.
Yeah, it's obviously a crazy thing. I mean, it's not often that happens. I think someone just joked in the dressing room saying that mustn't happen for years. Well, obviously Keats did it, and like I say, it's a special achievement. It's something I'm very proud of.
You've got a healthy lead now as well. You're in a very good position if the weather allows tomorrow to try and press on. What will be the plan in the morning?
Probably just to try and get as many as we can, as quick as we can, I think. Obviously we've got six wickets, I think, left in the bag. Just try and kick on and get as many as we can. Hopefully the weather's sort of good tomorrow, because I think there was a forecast, a bit of showers around, but yeah, just kick on. We've obviously got a good platform now.
I know the family were here en masse again. They never moved from their seats while you were out in the middle?
Nah, I don't think my dad actually moves when I bat, which is a big superstition thing he's got. I'm sure they'll be proud.
Well done, and let's see how things work out tomorrow.
Yeah, cheers, thanks, hopefully a good day.